This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to take it. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Sorry, I'm new here. Let's get to something we haven't done in a while. The Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around League Blitzing. Here we go. This is a draft edition. Kang's got a bunch of draft questions for us. And we're going to flip a coin here, Gator. See, oh, I can't bring up the app. There we go. Heads or tails? What do you got?
I got heads.
And it is a head. You're going to kick or receive?
I will kick.
All right. So I go first here, Kang. Question one.
All right. This is a big topic for today because of all the quarterbacks and offensive players that might go, mainly quarterbacks. Give me the order of how the first quarterbacks go and where do they go.
All right, Caleb Williams goes number one overall to Chicago. Jaden Daniels goes two to Washington. In a trade, Minnesota moves up with New England and takes Drake May at three. Wow. At four, Vegas trades up and takes J.J. McCarthy, quarterback Michigan. At six, Michael Penix goes to the New York Giants. And at 22, Denver trades out of 12 with Philly, drops back to 22, and selects Bo Nix, quarterback, Oregon.
Just to recap there, five of the top six picks are quarterbacks in your view.
That is correct.
Interesting. Well, the exercise that I read was just to be ranking them in order, not going actually specific teams, but I appreciate your detail there. Caleb Williams, to me, will be the first one, and I agree, will be the first overall. Same thing with Jaden Daniels and going to Washington. Number three, with New England, I have them taking a chance on trying to strike gold twice and taking J.J. McCarthy, the quarterback from Michigan.
Oh.
And thinking maybe they can go back in time and recapture a little of the glory that they had with Tom Brady, even though he was a sixth-round pick. Next, I have Drake May, followed by Michael Penix and Drew Nix. Now, the Drake May thing to me is interesting because
Bo Nix?
Bo Nix, yeah. Yep. I actually did write Drew Nix. That's crazy. that he's no longer a basketball player. Drake May, I'm not sure where he goes, if he goes to the Giants at six or not, because I'm not sure the Giants even know what they want to do. You know, the Giants have another year with Daniel Jones. So do they want to take another quarterback and you know, kind of have him learn and mentor? I think probably they do. My 51 says the Giants would take him at six. And that the other teams that are behind that want a quarterback, whether it's the Vikings or the Broncos or the Raiders, I think they pass on it. I think they pass on trading up to get one.
Kang?
I've got Caleb Williams, Bears, Jaden Daniels, Commanders, J.J. McCarthy to the Patriots. I agree with Gator there. Drake May, Giants. I think they were very interested in him. They're just trying to play coy right now, but they want Drake May. Michael Penix to the Raiders. I agree with you, on this one, Doug. Bo Nix to the Broncos, but not in the first round.
Okay, fair enough.
Interesting.
All right, Reggie Bush, you know, former number two overall pick in the NFL draft. He won the Heisman in 2005. Well, guess what? They took that away from him, but they just gave it back to him yesterday. He was reinstated to Reggie Bush, the trophy and everything. Was this the right call?
I mean, in today's landscape, I think it's the right call, but only because the NCAA has no spine whatsoever. They punted on NIL. They have no teeth right now. They just don't want to get sued. That's what the NCAA is all about. So the floodgates are open to overturn basically every violation of the past. So sleep easy, Michigan fans. You're fine right now because this is going to expand beyond just football. It's going to go to basketball too.
Reggie Bush, look, this is known. The reason they did this was due to the enormous changes in college football landscape. To me, it's just not that big a deal. I don't really care personally about Reggie Bush and his Heisman, although I do have some grace and forgiveness for rules that were broken when he was 18 years old. The adults are the ones I'm more mad at than the kids. So give the kid his trophy back. Sure, I'm fine with it.
He's no kid.
He was 18 when the violations took place.
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't really care either, Doug, but I always recognize him as the winner anyways, and the adults did let him down when this whole all the violations happened. But it was a rule back then. So, I mean, they broke the rules, and so I don't care either way, but but if you're forcing me, I don't think if we're going to give his trophy back, let's go to other sports. What about steroids? If they become legal, do we give all the steroid guys their trophies back and awards and records back? So my point is, if it's a rule at the time and you broke it, you still broke the rule. So I don't know if you should be, you know, necessarily giving back all your trophies and awards. All right. The draft this year only has 13 players that will attend in person. The list for the last few years is in 2023, 17 players. 2022, 21 players. 2021, it was a COVID-ish year. 13 players attended, but 45 virtually. 2020 was all virtual. 2019 was 23 players. It's gotten lower and lower every year, guys. Is this going to hurt the NFL draft experience? And is it going to force the NFL draft to make changes to get more players to show up?
I think the NFL loves having players walk across the stage and hug Roger Goodell, and I think it gives the fans something to cheer about. It adds to the overall excitement. I think the solution here is, I was listening to the First Draft podcast, players want to get paid. They want to get paid. They're getting paid in college, and now with something like this, they probably are getting paid to host parties in various places. I think the NFL is going to offer them up a chance to push whatever brands they push when they get selected. They can offer up more commercial time to players to allow them to enhance their marketing capabilities by being here. So, yeah, I think they are going to want to make that change.
I agree with Doug. I think it will hurt if they continue down this path because they really do want to focus and grow the brand of the players in the NFL. So what's the best way to do that is by showcasing those players. Goodell loves the bro hug. We all love the bro hug. But this is why the NFL is going to step in and incentivize the draft or even mandate participation. It's what they do to continue to fuel this money-making machine. And in the end, I think you will see more players attending the draft because it will be paid for by them. All expenses paid and perhaps even, you know, a fee of, hey, here's $50,000 for showing up on draft night.
Yeah, I don't love the bro hug, but I like to walk up to the bro hug. And I think it does hurt the fan experience a little bit. You know, when you're there and you're paying all this money for the ticket packages, and even, you know, optically at home, you get to watch the player walk across the street and get his jersey and get his hat. I think that is a cool thing. So I don't think that the fact that less and less players are attending draft is a good thing. Doug, you might be onto something. You know, show me the money. That might get more players to come out there. Maybe someone needs to make it cool to be drafted day two. I mean, Brian Branch stuck around. The problem is no one likes being last picked. Maybe it's not invitation only. Maybe you let players say, hey, I want to come, and you start accepting other players to come so you have a fuller green room. All right, Russell Wilson is on a one-year deal with the Steelers. Justin Fields, either their backup or the competition for the starting quarterback, he did not get his option picked up. Basically, guys are both on one-year deals. Who is going to be the starting quarterback for the Steelers next year? Is it Wilson, Fields, or someone maybe they draft? Or other?
I think it's Russell Wilson. I think he probably starts. It really depends on who's going to pick up the playbook faster. And I'm going to guess it's the veteran Russell Wilson who picks that up quicker than Justin Fields. But rest assured, I think there's a quick hook for whomever starts because they do have another plan. Justin Fields is kind of like he's a much younger version of Russell Wilson who runs better. But Russell Wilson has the experience, and he's coming off a pretty decent season, actually.
I'm going with Justin Fields, in part because he's 25 years old. He's not defined yet. I think he could be a long-term solution for them, and I think they prefer to have it be him. Additionally, the added entertainment that Justin Fields goes to Pittsburgh and turns out to be way better there than he was in Chicago and way better than Caleb Williams will be in Chicago. That makes me smile. <Yeah.
laughs> That would be funny. I'm going to go with Russell Wilson. I think this is Russell Wilson is going to be this year's Baker Mayfield. You know, one-year deal, prove it. He actually does well, and they bring him back because it's hard to find a quarterback in this league, and when you find one that can win games, get you to playoffs, you tend to stick on to those quarterbacks. So I'll go Russell Wilson.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, give me a first rounder that no one has projected in the first round for this year's draft.
Okay, I mentioned Denver earlier trading back to get Bo Nix and make a move with Philly who wants to move up. They drop that back 10 spots. They get more draft capital. But what they really need is just more talent, and they need this position. I think Denver moves back into the first round and takes Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M.
You know, it's interesting because you and I did not discuss this ahead of time. And my question on this was, does Edgerrin Cooper count?
Yeah.
Because I sort of saw him on some mocks, but not many. Just to be a little bit different because I had a backup. I said, if not, Mikey Sainer still, I think, is a guy who can go in there. I think he's shooting up some draft charts. People look at his playmaking ability that he's maybe just scratching the surface of being an excellent defensive back. He was at Michigan, and he only played it for a couple of years.
All right, so everyone, by all accounts, is saying this is going to be an offensive-heavy first round. I think if you wait on a receiver for the second round, they'll be flying off the board there too. So I think someone gets really aggressive and gets scared and takes a guy that they don't think is going to be there in the second round for them because they'll be flying off way too early, and that's wide receiver from Oregon, Troy Franklin. I think he's going to be the wide receiver no one's talking about that gets picked
very
in the first
productive
round. Yep. And there's always a guy like this, right? Like where you're like, oh, well that everyone's board is different. We go back to that. Not just Brad Holmes, but every GM out there. I think someone like maybe the Niners or somebody, maybe the Chiefs, they have Troy Franklin as a high-rated receiver, and they go grab him in the first round.
I mean, he had 25 touchdowns in 2 years or something like that. Crazy total.
All right, last one. Give me a bold-ass prediction for draft night.
My bold-ass prediction is the Minnesota Vikings are not trading up. They're going to stay right where they're at, and they're going to end up taking either Penix or Nix, depending on which one's there. I think Penix is probably the quarterback that goes ahead of Nix, but if he's there, they take Penix. If he's not, they take Nix.
My bold-ass prediction is that 5 Michigan Wolverines end up in Los Angeles with Coach Jim Harbaugh. Mikey Sainristel in the second, Blake Corum in the third. The Chargers have a fifth-round pick. They take Trevor Keegan. They take Josh Wallace, the corner, in the seventh, and A.J. Barner, the tight end, in the seventh.
Look at you.
I love it, Doug. I love it. My bold-ass prediction is the Broncos trade cornerback Patrick Surtain in a huge deal.
Oh,
wow. All right, there it is, the conclusion to the Wide 9 Omaha 4 down around the league blitz thingy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.